It's World Book Day today, the 1st of March.
And it's my cousin's birthday.
Is it your cousin's birthday as well? And it's St. David's Day. And here I am in Infant 3 with a rather interesting mix of children. We have Blaise and Jake from Junior 4, but they're with Millie and Gracie and Scarlett from Infant 3. Now, why, Blaise or Jake, why are you in Infant 3, sitting at desks where you used to sit about 5 years ago?
We're here to help the Infant 3s write a book.
Write a book.
For World Book Day.
And where are the girls in Junior 4?
They're
at a netball tournament. Right, okay, so you have the boys to look after you. What does it feel like to have the Junior 4 boys in here, Gracie?
Nice, because there's more people helping and we don't have to write absolutely anything.
Absolutely anything? Surely you have to write something. Do you have to give them ideas?
Yeah.
So what? Tell us about your ideas.
It's a girl called Cherry Blossom, and she didn't know the flowers in the wood were actually magical. Because somebody picked all of them, because somebody knew they were magical. Then she went inside to get some seeds to plant. Then when she got back outside, suddenly there were lots of flowers.
Right. Jake, have you ever written a story about magical flowers?
No, but I think it's a very good idea, though.
It's an interesting combination. And what about you? That says Sweet Panda on the front. Scarlett, who's helping you?
Blaise.
And so tell us about your story. Blaise, Sweet Panda. Is that a story you would have chosen to write yourself?
No, but I think it's a very good idea.
Okay, sweet. So tell us a bit about the story. Who, Blaise or Scarlett?
Well, it's about a mother panda and a baby panda, and there's a dark panda, and they are very hungry, and dark panda is blocking the way, and they wait a few days, and in a few days the panda has, and then they come over and say, why can't you just change? If you just change, then everything can go back to normal and you can always have food. We can always stay healthy. And in the next day he decided that he's gonna change. He became nice and they've got bamboo.
Oh, right. Excellent. So the dark panda becomes a good panda in the end. Excellent. So, Blaise and Jake, do you remember sitting in this classroom when you were Scarlett, Gracie and Millie's age?
Yes.
And how does it feel now, sitting under the desk? Do you fit under the desk?
Just about.
Right?
Yeah, just...
Tell us about any memories you have of being in Infant 3, Jake.
Yeah, I remember us playing with the Lego at wet break, and I also remember, I think I got told off and sitting in the front.
Got told off?
Yeah.
Sitting in the front? Or no, you had
no,
to
no,
sit
not,
in the front?
Not for sitting in the front.
Right.
I got told off for something, can't remember what.
Right, okay.
But I was sitting in the front. Yeah, you... I remember which desk I was sitting at.
Right
now, just over there.
And do you telling me earlier about your handwriting?
Yes. My handwriting has changed a lot, but when I was in Infant 3, that was the stage where I learnt to handwrite with joined-up writing.
And so, Tom, you've known these boys for a long time. Do you think their handwriting has improved since they were in Infant 3?
Definitely
got better?
Yes.
Yes. And what about you? What can you remember about being in Infant 3?
My knees lift up the desk, but...
Now your knees lift up the desk?
Yeah.
Yes, time?
And also I remember when... this was the first year I got a tutor for the summer holidays, and I remember when we first made a sculpture out of air-drying clay.
Out of?
Air-drying clay.
Air-drying clay, that was
yes.
In Infant 3, fantastic.
Yes, just in here, I made one over there.
Okay, you remember the location. Okay, and finally, Millie, who's helping you with your story?
Tom.
And what is your story about?
A dolphin.
Has a dolphin got a name?
Max.
Max the dolphin, and so tell us a bit about the story of Max the dolphin.